Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. For those of you just joining us, we did start at 11:05, but I know some of you are in church and you're just getting out now. We are over at Indian Ridge Country Club for the 5th annual Rosie Casals Team Tennis Pro-Am. Benefits local junior tennis through Love and Love Tennis Foundation. Again, we are at Indian Ridge. This is my 5th year being here. And since Rosie has a lot going on, she is jumping into the show right now. Rosie Casals, welcome to Traveling with
Françoise
again.
Always good to be traveling with Françoise.
Yeah, it's been a year already.
I know. It goes quickly. I mean, as you get older, it does.
Does it? Oh, well, this event, I mean, every year that I come, it just looks more structured. And you have big signs now. Of course, you have the beautiful setup there for lunch coming up. You have your silent auction table with incredible items. Tell us about what this whole Love and Love Tennis Foundation, tell us what your foundation is about.
Well, we're about kids, you know, spreading the word. As I said, Tori Fritz and I started it in 2015, and we love, you know, sharing what we enjoyed so much in tennis, and we work with the Boys and Girls Club and several other ACES programs after school, spreading the word, you know, wanting everybody to have an opportunity to play tennis, and so that's what it's all about. We want to, you know, provide whatever we can, instructions. We have balls, equipment, everything. We go and have free tennis clinics throughout the whole Coachella Valley.
Which is really interesting because, of course, we have this mega event that comes into town called the BMP, Perry Baugh Open, and that brings the tennis spotlight to the Valley. So I'm sure people that live outside of the Valley think, oh, everyone must have access to tennis. Everyone must play tennis down there. But that's not true.
That is not true. Even though, you know, we have as many, as you said, we the best, you know, event in mm-hmm. the world, the 5th largest Grand Slam, all the tennis courts in the gated community, and they can't get to it. The people in the East Valley have no tennis courts. I mean, Desert Mirage High School has four.
Really?
Indio has four, but when we get out to Mecca, there's nothing. Oasis, there's nothing. So, you know, we're trying to figure out ways in which to fundraise and eventually start figuring out, instead of the soccer field, how about having four tennis courts and, you know, create a tennis center in the Coachella Valley, because we need something out there. We need something in the north part, Desert Hot Springs, you know, and we've been utilizing a lot of the high schools who have beautiful courts. Mm-hmm. And so that's our way of spreading the words.
How did this all come to your attention? Because it is easy to get caught up in our own little worlds of what we're doing. But how did it come to your attention that they didn't have the facilities out in the East Valley or in Desert Hot Springs? And what brought your attention?
Well, I think, you know, it's when you're dealing with grassroots programs and you talk to the people, you know, they're in charge of that and telling you, well, you know, there aren't enough courts, you know, there's not enough money, we can't buy tennis balls, we can't buy tennis rackets, and so you start realizing that, you know, tennis is not a sport that is played outside of the gates, really. I mean, we do have some public parks, Ruth Hardy and, you know, a couple others in Palm Springs, but not enough tennis courts. They're all turning into pickleball courts. So I'm fighting that we need more tennis courts.
Interesting.
And, we need more of the kids to play.
Okay. All right. And so the Love on Love Tennis Foundation, what you founded this 5 years ago, you just went off and running. And you can go to the website, folks, lovelovetennisfoundation.com, and the monies that are raised against goes to help the local students here in the Coachella Valley. And you have I see a lot of adults out there at this event today. What has actually been happening as I've been here since 10:30 or so? What have you been doing? I know the tennis courts out there have been filled. Who's been playing what out there?
It's a team tennis format, which means we have one pro, one junior, and two amateurs that play as a team.
Okay,
they're all names, so they're 10 teams, and they go out and play against one another. They're four rounds, and it's team tennis scoring, which is a cumulative, you know. So we also play lets. So if the ball hits the net, most of the time you play two, but this time we play the lets. So it's kind of fun. You have a man, woman, kid.
So I see them out here behind us. So yeah. Would this be close to the final team? Yeah, are the two final teams?
Yeah, we're in the final round. So okay. it's points accumulated through the four rounds. We take the first two teams, number one and number two. So everybody's kind of getting a chance to play with pro, play with the junior. And it's a fun format. So
everybody's having a great time. I know the crowds have been clapping and yelling and the oohs and the ahs when a shot has made. But also, let's talk a little bit. I know you're going to have to go here shortly, but how about your Jackie Cooper Award?
Jackie Cooper Award. He was a local pro loved by, you know, many in the tennis community. He loved kids, and that's one reason that we wanted to honor him and keep his memory alive by establishing this Jackie Cooper Award. And it's going to a local hometown boy, Andy Scortino, who played his tennis here in Palm Springs at Ruth Hardy Park. He mm-hmm. was one of those. And, you know, he excelled, and he is the tennis director out at Monterey Country Club. Okay. He also has his junior academy called ASTA. So, you know, he's been promoting junior tennis and the growth of it for a very long time, as long as I've known him for the last 15 years.
All right. Well, congratulations to Andy.
Great.
And I know last year we actually had a couple budding stars. Some of these, you had a, how were those? It was, I don't remember.
Well, I think some went to UCLA.
Okay.
And our Taylor Johnson was one of the girls, uh-huh. and she's first year there and doing well. Actually, they lost in the finals to Stanford today, yesterday. But there's a lot of good talent, and you know it takes time to develop. And Andy's done a great job with his academy and developing young juniors. And you know, whenever I can, I help him out. But we also have the pro and junior shootout, where you have the pros and the juniors playing mm-hmm. with one another, against one another, and that'll come after the pro-am.
Okay, all right. And with us, folks, again, is Rosie Casals. This is her event, the 5th annual Rosie Casals Team Tennis Pro-Am. You can donate, support. Did you take equipment also? I know you always, money is
sure,
good.
We take rackets, we take balls, we take whatever, outfits, you know. We
volunteers?
Try
and, you need volunteers?
Oh, yeah, we always need to volunteer instructors to help us with the clinics and everything. We're trying to put a couple together in the summer in the East Valley and Desert Hot Springs and out at Palm Springs, so people could come out, kids could come out and take clinics and play, you know, in the summer.
Great job. Great job, Rosie. Great. And for more information, just go to the website, which is lovelovetennisfoundation.com. On the website, you can donate. You can find out, get in touch with Rosie, figure out where you need to drop everything off. And it's in. Of course, you can still have plenty of time to come on out here today. Well, real That's quickly, right. You have some amazing raffle items over there.
We have auction items, raffle items, and we have a great barbecue lunch here at Indian Ridge Country Club. Great food, hot dogs.
Yeah.
Pork sandwiches, hamburgers, the whole deal. So come and join us when you're done.
Yeah.
Come on over. But, it's a great place to be. I live here, and, you know, it's been a wonderful place. Randy Berg is the tennis director, and so it's been 20 years now that I've been here.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. I know you have some awards to get to. Rosie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, folks, there you have it. Rosie Casals Team Tennis Pro-Am happening right now benefits local junior tennis through Love and Love Tennis Foundation. You can go to the website, lovelovetennisfoundation.com. You still have plenty of time to come on over here and bid on some of those auction items, which are incredible. Just tell them at the front gate you're going to the tennis event. That's all you need to do. So on that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. We are coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Of course, we are in the travel hour of the show, but this is the annual event. I have a few that I make every year, with the Indian Wells Arts Festival is one of them. This tournament is another. I have some that they're just every year you'll see me out here for a remote. I'm out here right now watching some tennis. Of course, some people over there having lunch. I'm going to have lunch and we're finished. They still have a big table with some fabulous auction item so you can come on over and bid if you would like, all in support of Rosie's Foundation, Love and Love Tennis Foundation, and you can go to the website, lovelovetennisfoundation.com. So what's going on in the world of travel? Well, let's talk a little bit about us coming back to this hour of the show. We are brought to you in part by Command One Security. Simple, safe, and secure. And I also want to thank our segment sponsors, all of our sponsors, for traveling with Francoise. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. Alex, hold on. No, I think I'm okay. Yeah. We are outside. It is a little overcast. The little breeze kind of keeps teasing us, coming and going. My temperature here on my clock in front of me says 107. I do have an umbrella over me, thankfully. But there are people out there on the tennis courts. They are playing away. In fact, they're getting down to the final rounds that include, what did she say, a professional, an adult, a junior. Anyway, it's quite a mix, and they're out there playing the final round, I think the final two rounds right now. Then everybody's going to have some lunch. They're going to give out some awards. So still plenty of things going on here at Indian Ridge. Yesterday I was on KSQ Channel 3, and I featured the Mission San Juan Capistrano in Orange County, a must visit, as I said in the first hour. You're probably thinking, I haven't been there in a long time, in a course that is known for the cliff swallows. I bet you might not know, I was reading about this, that these swallows actually left the Mission San Juan Capistrano, that, you know, they were famous for the swallows coming in each year from Argentina. Well, several years ago, the swallows left because of the deterioration of the wall that they like to nest in, and who knows, maybe just the environment, so many visitors every day, I mean, from all over the world, maybe they just, I don't know, we're just not happy. So they were going a few miles away into the Orange County area. So what the mission did was actually refurbish the wall to make it more conducive for the swallows to come in. You probably didn't know this. Yes. So they put together on this historic wall that the swallows would build their nests. And they did some work on it to get it back to where the swallows could build their nests, where they would build them before. And from what I hear, the swallows now are, how they found their way back to the mission, I have no idea. But they are finding their way back to the mission. So the swallows now are, many of them, not all, but many are going to the Mission San Juan Capistrano. So that's just a little bit of trivia for you. So that's what I featured yesterday on KSQ. I'll probably write a travel blog about it on CoachellaValley.com. I just have to get that. We have next weekend I will be off the air because, well, I'll have a replay going, but actually I will be gone in Mount Rushmore. Our trip is finally here. I'm really excited about it, and we are sold out, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Weather looks like it's just going to be some clouds and rain, but besides that, it's okay as long as we don't have a blizzard, so I'm happy about that. I can live with no blizzard. I can live with some rain. I'll take a little umbrella with me, and we'll be good that way. So that's what's going to be happening next Sunday. It will be a replay, and then we'll be back on the 12th. Now, just want to give everyone a heads up, too. There's going to be a lot of changes coming up with the show. It might be a change on where you're going to hear me from, how you're going to hear me. We're going to be switching some of it over to Artifacts and Arts Across America, the nonprofit that I founded. I would thank my board members, Vince Battaglia, Malcolm Gocioco, Gina Edwards, Nick Milligan, already. Thank our board members. We have another one coming on. We'll be voting her in our May meeting. But now is the time that you can help me out. You help all these others, and so grateful for all that you do in the Coachella Valley. But if you can help out my nonprofit now so I can showcase these small towns, museums, historic landmarks across America, put them on film, let the chambers have these to use that have no dollars, go to the classrooms, talk to the kids about these, definitely would appreciate it. So you can go to the homepage of Traveling with Francoise. There's a donate button, and do so. And here's a guilt trip for all of you that have won thousands of dollars in prizes. Thousands. I mean, you know who you are. Now you can help me out. So a donation would be much appreciated of any size. So there you go. You're going to hear a lot of that. I know, but I 17 years on the radio, and like I say, all that we have done for nonprofits and all that we've given away, it's time now that I'm asking you for just a little bit of help. All right, so what is happening in the world of travel? Well, here's just a little bit of some news. Mexican border crisis affects customs staffing at airports. Some customs and border protection officers have been temporarily reassigned to the southern border, and that has led to lengthened wait times at international arrival halls. So keep that in mind, that there is a long line. It could be just because right now the staffing is not there. Also, the debut of the new airport terminal in New Orleans is postponed. The delay until fall was caused by the complexity of coordinating the late stages of the $1 billion project. And I also wonder right now, there's been, you know, the weather has affected so much this year in travel. I mean, all the delays, cancellations, just in the airports. You can't build in blizzard conditions, tornado conditions, 12 feet of snow, really hard to build and all that. So I think definitely the weather has something to do with it. However, on a good note, the U.S. Department of Commerce National Travel and Tourism Office recently released data showing that a record 93 million Americans traveled outside of our borders in 2018, a 6% increase over 2017. The increase was particularly pronounced for overseas markets, including Canada and Mexico, including 17.7 million travelers up Europe. That's up 12% in Europe, 8.3 million to the Caribbean, which is up 5%. Let's see, 6.3 million to Asia, which is up 8%, 3.2 million to Central America, which is up 7%, 2.4 million to the Middle East, which is up 6%, 2.1 million to South Africa. There, tourism is up 9% of travelers coming into their country, and 861,000 to Oceania, which is up 11%, and 432,000 to Africa, which is up 7% as well. So in the travel world, numbers are looking up all the way around. Of course, people never know what's going to happen year by year, but definitely travel is hot, off and running, lots of places. In fact, ACT, they are Steve Canold and Lalo. They are in Egypt right now. They have a large group there in Egypt. Tina was in, let's see, New York. She was in New York, and ACT tours, they are going in all different directions. So make sure, if you want to book your trip with ACT, I'd say go to their website, check out all the things that they have coming up. They have some new day trips coming up, and I also wanted to give you a heads up that their usually scheduled first Wednesday of the month Travel Club of the Desert meeting will not happen until May 8th, because Lalo and Steve are gone. Tina's, she's going to be working the office. Linda's gone. I think she's in Spain. I don't know. I'm going to be gone. Not that that makes a big difference for the meeting, but anyway, I'll be gone. We'll be in Mount Rushmore. We'll be getting back late on the 7th. I hope to make the meeting. But anyway, mark that on your calendar. It is May 8th. It'll be from 1 to 3 at the Best Western in Palm Desert. And from what I read, I will send out some notice for everybody, and it will be on the Facebook page, that Trini Lopez is going to stop by and do some songs and talk a little bit about his travels and all sorts of things. So again, that will be happening on May 8th at the Best Western in Palm Desert from 1 to 3. It's free. Come on over. Yeah, they have cookies and some, you know, iced tea and stuff like that. It's really fun. It's 2 hours, and they get prizes away and all sorts of stuff. And it's free. Like I say, come on over, hear about some travel, listen to Trini. Hopefully I'm going to make it. I plan on it, but you never know. It is day after we get back, because we get back late from Mount Rushmore, so you never know. But anyway, that's happening, and you can check that out on Traveling with Francois, the website. So let's see what else is happening in the world of travel. It says, Incaterra, Peru's leading hotel group in sustainable tourism and hotel development, partnering once again with beverage distribution company AJE Group, has succeeded in making, check this out, Machu Picchu Pueblo the first city in Latin America to manage 100% of its solid waste. That is gigantic. 100% of its solid waste. That means they have set a blueprint for other places to follow through the process of pyrolysis, in which the waste is decomposed at high temperatures without oxygen. 7 tons of trash is processed per day, generating biocoal, a natural fertilizer that will be used to restore the Andean cloud forest and contribute to the agriculture productivity of Machu Picchu. That is huge. Congratulations to them. We can all follow in their footsteps. Wow. I mean, that really is big news. Like I say, other places definitely need to be paying attention to this. And like I said, they will be following in the footsteps of Machu Picchu there. So that's just a little bit of what is happening in the travel news. Now, back to Traveling with Francois, back to us right here at Indian Ridge Country Club. In just a few minutes, we're going to step aside for our local and national news break. When we come back, we are going to have Kim Bostom. She will be talking about, don't let Rosie hear this, pickleball. We'll be talking about the pickleball program here at Indian Ridge Country Club. And really, is it still all the rage? I think it is. More and more people are playing, so we'll find out a little bit about that. And for those of you pickleball aficionados, I'll ask Kim for some few tips as well. Maybe she can help you out with your game. But right now we are here at the Rosie Cattell's Team Tennis Pro-Am, benefits local juniors tennis through Love and Love Tennis Foundation. Looks like everybody's over at the line having lunch over there. I'll sneak over there in just a little while. But you can come on over here, and like I say, they have a big table of auction items that some wonderful prizes. Come on over. It's all to raise money for the foundation, which in turn gives back to youth across the Coachella Valley that don't have access to tennis. Believe it or not, you get down in the East Valley, there's just pockets throughout the Coachella Valley where we think everyone has tennis courts and they don't. We think everyone has access to tennis and they don't. And so Rosie's trying to change all that and make sure that everyone has the opportunity, all the kids out there have the opportunity to at least try it. If they like it, move on with it. If they don't, well, at least they can say that they tried it. And that is so important in our world. We have to at least say that we tried. So that's a tip for you. If you're thinking about doing something and you keep making up excuses why you haven't done it, maybe now is the time to actually do it. At least try it. If it doesn't work, well, you know, nothing lost. You tried it and you say you did. Okay, on that note, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You are listening to Traveling with Francois. Again, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We'll be right back. Traveling with Francois as we are coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club and the Rosie Cattell's Team Tennis Pro-Am. This is her fifth annual event, and it is to raise money for local tennis for juniors throughout the Coachella Valley through her Love and Love Tennis Foundation. However, we heard from Rosie, and it was kind of funny. I didn't say anything, but we know that pickleball has become all the rage in the last couple years. So joining us now is Kim Bostom, and she is going to talk a little bit about pickleball. Hi, Kim.
Hello, Francois.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, first of all, people are going to say, now, where is she from? So where are you from?
Oh, that's a very long answer. I'm a snowbird now. I have a home here at Indian Ridge and have for 22 years, but my permanent residence is in Sweden.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, it's getting a little warm for you here, isn't it? Yeah, just a little bit. You're all nice and tan. So I assume that you are an outdoor enthusiast.
Absolutely. And I'm a pickleball enthusiast.
You're a pickleball enthusiast. Did you ever think that pickleball was going to get where it is today?
Well, I had never heard about it before until I came to Indian Ridge, or till pickleball came to Indian Ridge, although it is the fastest growing sport in North America. So it has a very strange name, but yes, it's getting a lot of attention. And no, we didn't think it would be where it is, but it is an exciting, fun, fast-moving sport for all ages, all talent levels, all people from
And that's what
world.
Really deceives people, because I played for a while, but I think we called it paddle tennis, which is basically almost the same thing.
Yes and no. So yeah. Pickleball is a mix of tennis, ping pong, and badminton. Mm-hmm. It's played ideally outside on a court the size of a badminton court. It has a tennis net, and you have a paddle that's either wood or graphite, and you have a ball that's a little bit heavier than a wiffle ball.
Right. It has holes in it.
Holes in it, mm-hmm. and you play till 11, though national players will play at individual levels. Singles, we primarily play doubles here in the Valley.
Okay, well, I was lucky enough to be invited for a media event over at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens when the pickleball championships
Absolutely.
Came into town, which was pretty darn exciting. And so I did play pickleball. It was really a lot of fun. And you brought up a point when you were saying that it's for all ages, because for a while there, I think people got the impression that pickleball was for older people because it was a very slow, easy game. That is nowhere near anything like what pickleball is.
Yeah.
It depends on how you play it. It can be as fast and furious as any game out there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So when the pickleball championships came to the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, here at India Ridge, did you have a chance championship team to send over there? How does all that work in the program here at Indian Ridge?
Right. So the national champions that happened at Indian Wells, where it's own separate event and it's a sanctioned tournament. But at Indian Ridge, we have probably 50 or 60 members of our club who are active in playing pickleball pretty much every day. At some point, we have open play every day. We have lessons that we give. We have a pro here named Ren who teaches people how to play pickleball. We have members who teach. So we have also just participated in a Valley League with women's teams, men's teams, and mixed teams.
Really?
I'm proud to say the mixed carried the tournament. Well, it wasn't a tournament. It was a league, and we won a trophy.
Well, congratulations.
And the women of Indian Ridge just recently competed in a day tournament with seven other clubs, and the women took home the beautiful trophy. So we're quite proud of our people.
I mean, that is incredible how it has grown to have so many, to have a league now. When did the league actually start here in the Coachella Valley?
It started last year, last season, let's say, and it's grown exponentially. There are many more people participating. It'll be growing even further next season to allow for different levels of play. But it's certainly getting a lot of attention, and Indian Ridge is getting a lot of attention because of the success we've had. People love to come play here with us, but I think also as a community we're getting a reputation for having outstanding players, but also nice players.
Right. And the courts here, are spectacular. How many pickleball courts do you have here at Indian Ridge?
At the moment, we have seven pickleball courts. Yeah. They also have lighting, so we can play at any time in the nighttime as well. And we have seating down there for people to come and watch and participate as much as they want. The growth of pickleball at Indian Ridge obviously will be a club decision, but there's a lot of support from even tennis players here to make sure that we can grow the sport. New members, especially the younger people that are coming to Indian Ridge, are actually ticking off the box as to whether we do have pickleball or not. Because, as you know, this valley has several world champions. And through this national tournament at Indian Wells, it got a lot of attention.
Well, definitely. When I was over at the Indian Wells event, I bring that up only because the players that were there, they were from all over, and I have to say they were in awe. I mean, their mouth was dropping open to be at a facility such as that. They said they have played at some of the dankest spots you can imagine as the sport was growing, because people didn't want to take it seriously when it started growing, and they really appreciate the valley. They were in awe of this valley. So many of them have never been here. So it was really fun to see that, to bring that over here to the Coachella Valley. Now, here at Indian Ridge, yes?
No, I just wanted to say that we have a member at Indian Ridge, Fred Hartzman, who's the tennis director. And he was an integral part of bringing that tournament here to Indian Wells.
Okay.
So historically, tournaments have been happening in Arizona or Florida. So it was really a coup for everyone, but especially for our Indian Ridge member.
Okay. Well, a great job again. So now, Kim, how long have you been playing?
I've been playing. This will be my fourth year.
Your fourth year. And what drew you to it? Because you look, actually, you look like I said earlier, very, very much of an outdoor enthusiast. So I imagine you have other sports that you like to do.
Well, actually, I'm one of the few people here that doesn't play golf or doesn't play tennis. And I was looking for something new, and pickleball sounded strange just by the name, and I went down and tried it. Pickleball is a very easy sport to learn. It's difficult to master. So you can have fun instantly, and just depending on how crazy you are about the sport, you can spend the rest of your lifetime being perfect. But that said, we have several members here in Indian Ridge who are national medalists in all age categories and all levels. So we have excellent competition here among ourselves, and invite several communities to come play with us on a regular basis.
Well, Kim, I was very confused about that front line.
When
you
kitchen.
Can go over it. I was just all the time confused about that. So if there was anything in the sport that confused me, was that front, that we could go over it sometimes and not get into it other times.
Exactly.
I don't know.
It's called the kitchen. And it's an area on the court where you're not allowed to, well, you're not allowed to hit a volley from that position, but you're always yelling at people to stay out of the kitchen.
Out of the kitchen, because you're so close too. And I don't know.
You don't want to be a target that close to the net.
There you go. So I was in the kitchen a lot. Yeah, but that's all right. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. So now, what happens during the summer? Of course, you have some of your members leave. But a lot of them are going to remain here. What, will you play at night with the lights, or in the morning early?
Exactly. They'll play early morning or late at night. And then there are also facilities within the community where there's indoor play. We don't have that yet at Indian Ridge, but community centers will offer pickleball indoors.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit, and I don't think I've talked about this with anyone, is the cost of equipment seems to me more affordable.
Oh, absolutely. You need very little to start. So you need a paddle, which can be as cheap as 20. I wouldn't recommend that if you're going to be serious.
Yeah.
To, you know, probably a decent paddle will cost somewhere between $60 to $100.
Yeah.
And a pair of balls, and you need court shoes. That's very important.
Okay. So there are shoes for pickleball now?
Not for pickleball, but for the
tennis, let's say.
Exactly.
Yeah, for the courts.
Ones that don't mark up the court.
Okay. So now, and the courts aren't clay, they're regular.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I don't know either. Yeah. They're hard.
They're hard courts. So there
the ball
you go.
Bounces. Yes. It's not grass.
So, yeah, not grass. All right. So now how far have you played? Are you a tournament player?
I have played in a tournament. I have medaled here. I've actually medaled in Finland.
Oh.
And we also have two people from Indian Ridge who will be participating in the European Bainbridge Cup Championships in July in Germany.
Are you one of them?
I am.
Oh, congratulations.
And
to
my
you.
Friend Andrea Rifkin will be joining me too.
So we don't even think of pickleball. You know, we kind of tend to think we're the only ones that play it here. So you're telling me that it is becoming worldwide phenomena?
Yeah. It was invented in 1965 in Bainbridge, on Bainbridge Island in Washington State, by a family that had some bored teenagers. But definitely some countries have huge participation. In Europe alone, I think the UK, Spain, France, Finland are major, and Holland, major countries, but definitely many countries in Asia as well. Taiwan, Japan also have big pickleball following. So, yes, global sport. I'm hoping it'll be in the Olympics someday.
I think it will be. If curling is in the Olympics, pickleball is going to be in the Olympics,
absolutely.
Definitely. All right, Kim, do me a favor, and for those of our listeners out there that are thinking, kind of like to start. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What would you like to say to the people who have been tossing it around? Yeah. And they hear you. I can hear your excitement, your enthusiasm. I can tell right away how much you enjoy pickleball. What would you like to say to those out there that are contemplating, but they're not sure yet?
Sure. Well, first of all, there are a lot of opportunities to learn here in the desert. So Google someplace that's close to you if you don't actually have it in your own community. I would definitely recommend that people have a lesson. Mm-hmm. While it is easy to learn, I said there's some definitely strategies you need to apply, and you need to understand how to score and how to play. Don't be afraid that it's a very arduous sport. You can make it as hard as you want, so you should be at least fit enough to, you know, run around on the court a bit.
Yep.
And hand-eye coordination obviously helps. But it's a very social sport, and I think that's something that possibly differentiates it from other sports. The competition or the competitive element comes as you get better. But initially, everybody's very welcoming. It's easy to learn. Mm-hmm. As you said, you don't need a lot of equipment. It's not a big investment. And again, this valley has some of the top players in the world. It would be, you know, people would be remiss if they didn't actually take the opportunity to learn with such fabulous professionals. So it's a great sport. It makes us happy. It's a little bit like skiing powder on a sunny day. Mm-hmm. It brings you that buzz and that happiness. So I say, don't question. Just go out there. You won't be sorry. And hopefully you become addicted.
All right. I can't even top that, folks. So I'm not even going to try
I'm taking you out of the court after this, Françoise, and we're going to help you learn more.
All right. It is really fun. Well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank
Congratulations on your medals. Good luck on your tournaments coming up. I expect big things from you, Kim.
There are many medal winners here. Yes, thank you very much. And welcome to Indian Ridge.
Thank you so much. Okay, folks. Well, there you go. If you hadn't wanted to play pickleball, you want to. I want to now. I'm going out there. Kim did such a fabulous job, and it really is a lot of fun. And what I do like about it as well, you could start at your own pace and work your way up. There's no pressure to be something that you're not out there, and I really like that. And plus, I couldn't hit the ball over the fence, which I used to do in tennis all the time, always over the fence. So anyway, all right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to talk about a few more things going on, and that will be the end of this show at Indian Ridge Country Club for this event happening right now. So stick around as we wrap it up and I cover a few more items. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, coming to you live from Indian Ridge Country Club. It is a little toasty here. It is 110 degrees outside, so be careful. However, people are having lunch and milling around, and they will be giving out the awards shortly. They just gave a call for the auction item over there. They have a wonderful table with some wonderful auction items. So if you're in the area, swing by really quick and you can bid on them. Okay, so as we wrap up this second hour of the show, Traveling with Francoise, give you a heads up. Next weekend, I will be in Mount Rushmore. We will be actually filming, thanks to ACT Tours, we will be filming that Mount Rushmore adventure, and it will become a television episode. So Cameron and Steve will be going with me. So we'll just be replaying a past show, and then we will be back on May 12th with Tom Snyder of Animal Samaritans, and then I'll be telling you about my Mount Rushmore trip. So I won't be on KESQ for the next couple weekends. And also, please make sure if you tune in and you, for some reason, don't hear us on the air, zero zip, go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and we'll have information of where I'll be coming from, because there are going to be some probably, I'm not sure when, I don't know exactly when, some major changes to the show on where it's being broadcast and how it's being broadcast. So 17 years, going to make a few little changes, but we're still going to have Traveling with Francoise. We're still going to have a travel hour of the show, and we are switching some things over to Artifacts and Arts Across America. So a lot of things, still going to have the contest page and all that you're used to. Just try to give you a heads up, because when I made a move, what was it, 7, 8 years ago, for those of you who remember, I was started on 920, and then I moved over to Money Radio. That took a couple months off there to make the transition, and it took a while for some of you to find me, others right away, some of you not so quickly. So definitely I will try to make sure that the word gets out there just a little bit more for you, a little bit easier. So okay, so keep in mind, check out that website. Let's see what else. I want to give you a heads up for those of you looking to shred some items. I just have a few notes here that I want to. I didn't have time in the first hour, so I thought I would just hold off and tell you about them in this hour. The City of Palm Desert, they're hosting a free 2-day shredding event at City Hall on Fred Waring Drive in San Pablo. It will be from 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. or until the trucks are full. Says there's no need to remove staples or paper clips. Binders will not be accepted. All documents will be shredded on site and then recycled. So they said for security purposes, the following types of documents should be considered for shredding. Of course, legal papers, credit card slips, bank statements, receipts, invoices, tax payroll, medical records, photographs, accounting files, financial statements, contracts, personal files, canceled checks. This event is free and open to Palm Desert residents and businesses, limited to 10 boxes of materials per day. So just so you have that, I'm going to look through all my stuff and see what I need to have shredded. And for everyone, this is open to everyone. You don't need to be a resident of Palm Desert. The Palm Desert Civic Center Park Amphitheater will have their spring concerts kicks off on May 2nd. Berlin, the band Berlin, will be there playing some of their biggest hits. It is from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Of course, people get there early. It is a free concert. Come on over. Bring your chairs and just have a good time. It's for music lovers of all ages. So, again, that is on May 2nd. And let's see what else. There is on Sunday, May 5th, that free concert of classical music out in Desert Hot Springs at the Grace Church. That is at 4 p.m., so you might want to go out to that. Yeah, so, yeah, you might want to head on over to that. So that is happening. In fact, we had a guest just show up briefly, but now he has to... Yeah, we don't have enough time, so I'm sorry about that. Oh, anyway, so it's a free concert at Desert Hot Springs. So, again, at 4 p.m. at Grace Church on Bubbling Wells Road in Desert Hot Springs. So you might want to go and take advantage of that. So those are just some of the free events happening here in the Coachella Valley. Now, as you can hear behind me, of course, your libraries are going to have a lot of free events happening. So definitely go to your libraries and check it out. Of course, summer movies are going to be happening all over the place, free summer movies, so you want to go to that as well. And they're going to be giving the award shortly here to the recipient of the Jackie Cooper Award, and that's going to be given out here shortly. So Rosie's gathering everybody up in the tennis court. I'm sitting outside here. There's tennis court right in front of me, and they're getting all the players over here. They're going to give out the awards, and they're going to give, of course, the Jackie Cooper recipient, which is Andy Scorantino. He will, Scorantino. There you go. He will be getting this prestigious honor. So again, congratulations to Rosie and her team. Congratulations to Indian Ridge Country Club for having another successful event, another successful season. Like I say, I get their releases for all the events happening here. It is nonstop. Anything and everything you can't imagine happens here. So if you're looking for a community to move to, you want to be a full-time person, part-time, you can do it all right here at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. It's a beautiful setting. I'm looking at the mountains, trees, tennis court. It's gorgeous, just gorgeous. Of course, they have those two big, beautiful golf courses here, championship golf courses. And for those of you golfers out there, they're going to have on May 6th, the U.S. Open qualifying rounds will take place here at Indian Ridge. It is open to the public, so you are more than welcome to come on over and root everyone on. I just say root everybody on, you know, just support them all, because this is pretty exciting. And these, I've played these courses here, they're beautiful, but they are challenging, especially from the back tees. I don't play for the back tees, but especially from the back tees, they are very, very challenging. So they're lining everybody up now. I hope it's very successful that Rosie did rain some funds today to help junior tennis across the Coachella Valley. I'm very excited about going to Mount Rushmore. I've never been, so of course you'll be seeing that on Instagram and Facebook. This has been something I've wanted to do for a long time. Just the thought of seeing those faces carved in stone, I find fascinating. Not only are we going to go to Mount Rushmore, we are going to go to the Crazy Horse Monument. They say that monument is the longest running in history to be built, because the architect that started it, the artist, passed away. It's been taken over by different people, and it's still in the process of being constructed. We're going to go to Sturgis. We are going to go to Deadwood, yes, which is a historic old western town. We're going to go there, and we have a lot of things scheduled, lots of filming. There's going to be 42 of us in this tour, 42, and that, like I said, is sold out, so I am very excited, as I will be escorting. Camry and Steve's going to be helping, and then we're going to be filming, so we won't be here next Sunday. It will be a replay of a past show. I'm not sure which one yet. And you'll hear us, but I won't be live. We'll be live the weekend coming up after that. Also, I'm going to change up the contest on the website. I'm going to put some new prizes out there. It's time for that. Time to get some new prizes out there. So I think I'll put some restaurant coupons and whatnot. So you need to check out the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. Check it out. And we should be getting a couple new television episodes coming up. Mount Rushmore will be one of them. Julian, I will be filming out at Julian in May as well, towards the end of May. And we will be doing a show on Julian. So we have those two scheduled for you. I know you ask me all the time, when are you getting new television shows? And really, that is what Artifacts and Arts Across America is all about, to raise funds to have more television episodes, to put them on YouTube, to talk to the classrooms and explore, educate, and inspire. That's our tagline, explore, educate, and inspire, to get people to not just drive through these small towns, but to stop, to not drive by a museum, but to stop, or a national park, stop and enjoy it. Find out what's in there. You'll be amazed. You will really be amazed, and you'll be glad that you did. I know sometimes people are always in such a hurry to go to from point A to point B that they miss so much in between, and that's what we're trying to show you, what is in between. Well, the summer is definitely heating up here. They say the weather's going to get a little bit cooler. Right now it is 109 where I'm sitting. I'm sweating just a tiny bit, but it's okay. It was certainly well worth it. I've had a great time out here today at Indian Ridge. I appreciate their hospitality and all they do. Their support for Traveling with Francoise is very much appreciated. I congratulate Rosie Casals again for her event here, raising funds to help junior tennis players across the Coachella Valley. If you're interested in pickleball, well, they have a big program here as well. So you might want to stop on by Indian Ridge for a ton of reasons to explore this community and see if it is right for you. So on that note, I'm going to wrap it up. I want everybody to stay cool. And all you stagecoachers out there, you have a wonderful time. Everybody, enjoy yourselves. Life is meant to be enjoyed. And remember, as always, it's never too late to get a life. I'll see you next time. Bye.